after that disagreement begins. There are many people who believe that that was really a flying saucer, and in some cases, some people believe complete with alien bodies from the crash.
Mm-hmm.
There are other people who do not necessarily accept the flying saucer theory or extraterrestrial visit theory, but they don't believe the weather balloon theory either, which turned out to be, at the very least, that turned out to be appropriate thinking, because the military rejected the weather balloon theory recently. That didn't mean they adopted an extraterrestrial visit.
Well, but they readopted the weather balloon. They said, it wasn't a weather balloon, it was a special balloon.
Right, with some differences, and that leads to where the Albuquerque Journal story is all wrong, I think. But I got these requests. What the requests were everyone who wrote said, the military is not telling us the truth about Roswell. It is not a weather balloon. And as I said, the military has at least conceded that point much later. Now, it is quite clear, Art, that a number of the people who wrote believe this was an extraterrestrial visitation.
Yes.
I don't think necessarily all of them did. But they all had in common that they felt that it wasn't what they were told. It wasn't a weather balloon. So I prepared a letter to the Secretary of Defense, then the late Les Aspin, telling him about what people were saying, who were writing to me, and asking for, could you send me back an official explanation of Roswell, and then I will pass it on back to these people who are contacting me.
Okay.
And as a side note, having lived in New Mexico for many years, I knew what the Roswell incident was. I didn't know how prominent it had become. I didn't know, for example, that a TV network was preparing a movie about it or that books had been written about it. Actually, I viewed this as, although somewhat different, I suppose, in subject matter, otherwise a routine request. We in Congress of both parties.
So just really a constituent service.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Nothing unusual. The subject matter was a bit unusual, but people write to us in Congress, in both parties, regularly and say, I would like information about a certain subject.
Mm-hmm.
And we go to that agency, and the agency sends us information. We send it back to the constituent. And that literally happens day in and day out in Congress.
Sure.
And I thought that this would be just as routine. And so when I sent my request to Secretary Aspin, I thought that this would be nothing out of the ordinary. In fact, I thought the explanation would be, we've looked into it over the years, and here's what it is, and please send that to your constituent. Now, that's what I thought was going to happen. That is not what actually happened. I said that I thought this was a routine request, and we do this day in and day out, but the response I got from the military was anything but routine.
Can you describe it?
Certainly. I got a response back from the Air Force, and I have no problem with that the Secretary of Defense sends something to the Air Force. That's also routine. The Air Force sent back about a one-sentence letter that said, we sent your request about Roswell to the National Archives, period. And to say the least, I was taken back by this, and I was taken back because, first of all, I didn't write to the National Archives. I wrote to the Department of Defense.
You expected an answer from them.
I expected an answer from the Department of Defense. Second of all, there's normally a certain protocol of offer to help. When there's a congressional inquiry.
Mm-hmm.
And this one basically said, why is this on my desk? We sent it over to the National Archives. And one columnist described me as offended by that. I wasn't offended, I was surprised. So I wrote again to the Secretary of Defense, and I said, is this the answer you really intend to stand from the inquiry I made?
Mm-hmm.
And I got back another letter from a special assistant to Secretary Aspin that you might say was written in more diplomatic language.